All right, well, can we, is there anything else on the Indigenous communities with that before we turn to the Torres Strait? Yes, Lachlan?
Yeah, just one other thing with the, we're looking at some policing in our community. So if this policing's role is going to take on the culturally appropriate policing, the Queensland Police State, the Queensland Police Service then falls in that category of a police liaison officer. Okay, so you've got a Queensland Police State officer saying, look, I can't arrest you, it's not culturally appropriate to lock them up, to put them away. So initially what you've got then, you've got a state police service doing the same job as a police liaison officer or a community officer. And it's very confusing when people start to want to take on our role. You've got to have the foundation around what your core employment is. And that's where a lot of our problem is. The community policing is built around our cultural aspects of it with the state police over the top of it, and it's very shaky. It's got to be the other way around, because that ownership comes from the ownership is owned with the Quatset program was owned by the state police service. That's where the ownership went to. But that ownership then should have been transferred back to the Quatset officer in regards to policing his community, policing his bylaws. So initial fact, you've got to give something away to get it back. And it wasn't really supported because the program was 7 years. 7 years is a pilot program. I can tell you the instance when we went down to the when we first went down to the Oxley Academy. They gave us the police uniform, they gave us everything else, and there was this controversy over what badge to get. We wanted the police service badge. I said, oh, no, you can't have that. You've got to get your own badge. And it just so happens at the time Minister Burns was on there, and he just said to us, what badge do you want? And we said the Queensland Police. So there was the writing was on the wall from that very instance in regards to that. They wanted, and there was a lot of, it wasn't fully supported in regards to the, because we were doing the QP9s were being done up at that time, they were called that. We were actually charging the people through the bylaw courts. Two, I think, of our QUATSEP officers from Warrabinda went into the Queensland Police, state police. And it just was not fully supported. 7 years in a pilot program. There was no... And actually, one of the reviews that was done by the Professor Kaneen that they put up there was for the QUATSEP program to roll over. Money was spent on this individual to say, yes, this is the outcome of it, and I think it should roll over. And they knock it on the head. That shouldn't have happened, because we need the QUATSEP program, we need Indigenous policing to do our own policing on our community. Because it will not be resolved, because we're even having problems. We've got a Queensland Police State Indigenous officer wants to come back to Warrabinda, and they won't even put him back in there. They said, oh, no, they didn't even look at him. And we've had these riots in our community that they got no control over.
All right. Well, we haven't determined yet what our recommendation will be, of course, with respect to QUATSEPs. But we do understand that's the government policy. As to whether we make a recommendation that's contrary to that and as to whether it has any effect will be an issue for another day. But we certainly have heard, I must say, we've heard a great deal of support for QUATSEPs from all the communities that have had them and from other people that have known about them. That's what we found in the consultations. Can I move to the Torres Strait Islands, because there... the islands that don't have police on them, which is all of them except Horn and Thursday Island, rely upon either community police or on Badu, the QUATSEPs. If QUATSEPs are going, eventually, I know they're being left at the moment on Badu, and if community police are going, perhaps to be phased out with CDEP going, it appears to me that there's going to be a vacuum left on the Torres Strait Islands as to... policing. Do you want to make any comment on that, Margaret? And then I'd also call on Ned Mosby, who is a community police officer on York Island.
I can't wait.
Kept you waiting.
Well, I'll leave it between you and Margaret as to who goes first.
Just to set the record straight.
So I can see faces.